ॐ वाङ्मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविर्मेधि वेदस्स मा आनिष्ठ श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासि अनेनाधीतेनाहो रत्नं संदधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्माम् अवतु तद्भक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु भक्ताराम् अवतु भक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ मे मै स्पीच् बि फिक्स्ड् इन् मै माइण्ड् मे मै माइण्ड् बि एस्टाब्लिश्ड् इन् मै स्पीच् ओ सेल्फ् मेनिफेस्टेड् आत्मन् डू दौ मेनिफेस्ट् दै सेल्फ् अन् टु मी. O my mind and speech, may ye be fit to reveal to me the supreme knowledge. May I not forget what I have heard. Without forgetting what I have learned, may I be able to study day and night. The right will I speak, the truth will I speak. May Brahman protect me, may Brahman protect the preceptor. Om peace, peace, peace be unto us all. Yes, after a long time, we are here to see our very dear devotees. We always feel joy to come over here. And it is good to see, as I always feel, that the devotees of D.C., Washington, D.C., are very special. For a long connection with them, give me the understanding that how a devotee should be attached to God and how we can contribute our life for the good of the many in our humble way we can. And Swami has started so many beautiful things here with the help of the devotees, which is very unique in our activities in the West. So I appreciate Swami Atmagyananda Maharaj's guidance and leading, that the center is flourishing in different direction. And when I come entering and said that you are the head of this center, head is sitting there. And actually we are all servants of Thakur. As you are, we are also the same, serving the Lord with our humble way. And it is a privilege to be a servant of Sri Ramakrishna. I appreciate all your support for the center and also your contributions, what you do under the guidance of the Swamis. Swami B is sitting here. He silently contributes so much. Swami A is there. And Swami C is also here. So it is today we have to, because I come to talk, otherwise this is the opportunity to see you all. Talking is one thing. We speak because we have to speak. This is one way of interaction with you all. So today we have taken the topic, the glory and excellence of a human birth. There is a mystic poet, Ram Prasad. You know that Bengali song. He sang, Monre Krishika Janona. It is a very common song. Oh, my mind, you don't know how to cultivate or how to grow in this manav jamin, in this human, this is a field. God has given this wonderful field, manav jamin. It is a plot of land. Roilo putit. It remains barren and it is full of weeds. You don't know how to make it a... Okay. Okay, that's okay. So, we do not know, it said, oh my mind, you do not know how to harvest this land which is given by God to all of us. A human body is given, and you do not know when this will be forfeited. That means it will just boom. In a moment, it may be lost. We do not know when. This moment and the next moment it can go away. So such is the rare privilege of having a human body. And if you could have cultivated or you have really drawn something proper, you could have phalto sona. You could have reaped huge benefit out of it. Gold and jewel you could have. That means the human excellence which is potential in us, we could have manifested that divinity within. And now, what is to be done? If it is done properly, it could have been produced so much of wealth and spiritual wealth and prosperity, deathless mood that nothing can create trouble for me. I am above all these, this body, mind, I am beyond that. So many spiritual ideals could have been flourished, but we do not know. In the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, we read in the 13th chapter, you know, it is called the Kshetra Kshetraga Yoga. Kshetra is the field, the plot of land. Then Kshetragna, he who identifies that is my field. But what is the Kshetra? Kshetra is all matter. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that five elements, this body is made of the five elements, or the air, water, fire, etc., these five elements, gross elements. And then our ego, intellect, manifest, unmanifest, 10 senses, mind, and the five objects of the senses, this 24 principles. These are all jada, these are all matter. Because of the presence of the consciousness, only everything pulsating. It gives the validity that it is an existence here. It is working. But we don't see the who is that consciousness behind. And also, Vaisheshika philosophy, this is from the Sankhya philosophy's side, that this body is inert. This body cannot function by itself. It needs some conscious support of some consciousness which is behind. And that consciousness we call Purusha in the Sankhya philosophy. And in Vedanta we call Atman. Though we need not have to mix two philosophies together. There are fine distinctions though. But the point is that this body is only, it is material something. And with the modern advancement of science and technology, we know how this body is nothing but matter. It grows out of the supply of the food, air, water. Nurturing this body grows. And its growth from the childhood, the minor dot of being in the mother. It's a waking call. So these, yeah, now it is working better. So we can push it a little further. So this the entire complex, body-mind complex, is really, it is a material object. We understand all the time that you give good food, the body becomes one. You give junk food, it takes all this cholesterol, this, that. Then you give no good nourishment to the mind, it becomes so peaceful. You give nasty food to the mind, anger, frustration, all these things come. So, Gita suggests that these are all kshetra. In the two verses in 13 chapter, 5 and 6 verses, the 5 verses that it is the 5 elements, then ego, intellect, mind, and the unmanifest, and then comes the 5 objects of the senses, and senses of perception, and senses of action. So, 5 organs of action, organs of perception, 10, and then 5 objects are there. What I will see, there is an object, so such. Corresponding 5 objects are there, 5. So, this 3 into 5, 15. And this kshetra is made of these 5 elements, the material, air, water, fire, space, etc. So, 4 into 5, it becomes 20. And 4 else, what are the other 4? Other 4 is the unmanifest. And then it comes to buddhi and ego and mind. These are the 24 principles. But Vaisheshika philosophy also talks about that it is not these are not only the material part. Material part is also there. Ichha, dvesha, sukham, dukham, sanghatas, chetana, dhriti. Etat kshetram samasena. This is the all called kshetra. What are these? Ichha, desire. Desire is a matter, because it's a function of the mind. Desha, that's also one function of the mind. Hatred. And hatred means that opposite also is there. Sukham, dukkham, happiness, misery. These are all mind, duk. And sanghata. Sanghata is the combination of the body and the senses together. And the chetana, you can hear intelligence, and dhriti, the fortitude. These are all together, according to Vaisheshika, this is the part of that matter. So now all these, they are called together, we can call antakkarana in the second chart. And the first part, that means body and mind complex, whatever we deal with, wherever we live every day, we live in this matter. But these are only not hiding us the truth from our reality, but it is also an obstacle because our misuse of it. Now, there is potentiality in us that each of them is can reveal the truth also. The same eyes can see divine. As we see the matter, it can show us the divinity. So, we can channelize these forces. What is this? This energy which comes out to the body and the mind, it can be channelized and it can be trained in such a way so that we can get the best benefit. So, this kshetra, this field, being not nurtured properly, not tilted, not put fertilizer and other things, it has grown weeds only. That's why it can be made fruitful. There is the potentiality. That is the uniqueness of human birth. And this human birth is really, we know that there is really a very special opportunity in human birth. Not that there is no mind, intellect in pets and animals and trees and plants, But it is the here, it is more manifest. Eyes are sharp, ears can hear something, mind can think something of the vast. Look at the sky and say, who, what is this? Who am I? What is this body? Who is behind this body? All these questions can be asked, and the solution can be found in human birth only. Scriptures have supported that idea. Even in the heaven, people go to heaven. That is not a fit place for God realization, because that's a place of fun and enjoyment. So you get lost into that. So human birth is the only opportunity where we can utilize all the senses which we have and reap the greatest result of God realization. So here we can get a picture of what this human birth and its highest can give us: the endless satisfaction, the peace, permanent joy and bliss, and the perfect fulfillment, where all our expectation and running after the objects of the senses cease forever. That's why Sri Ramakrishna said, Manush jivan ki chattikhani katha. Is a human birth an ordinary matter? Manush anantir chinta korte pare. A human being can think of the infinity. Being in the finite, one can think of the infinity. So that's why it is very, very rare to have this human birth. Shankara says, the durlabham trayameva etat. Three things are very rare. Deva anugraha hetukam. Only by God's grace it can happen. What are those? Manushyattam, mumukshattam, mahapurusha sangasvayam. Human birth. Not only human birth, but human birth with the questioning. Manushyattam, manhush. To be aware, what is in me? What makes me different from the animals? What makes me different from other plants and inanimate objects? So that awareness, manushyattam, mumukshattam, and not only to know, but to search for that, make an effort for that, mumukshattam, and to have the company of the holy, to get in that. And Shankara also continues that labdhva katanchit narajanma durlabham, having this rare privilege of opportunity of having a human birth, tatrapi pungastang sutiparo darshanam. That's after that also, who have studied the scriptures. That's very rare. We get the opportunity. In every Sunday, we are listening, you are studying the Vedas, Upanishads. So even knowing all these things, you may be expert in intellectual understanding about that, but yastu atma muktau na jateto, that person who never makes an attempt to know that, to know the freedom. Where is the freedom? Where is my freedom? Atma mukti. We have made ourselves bound. This atma is bound in the, it has become a bond slave of the senses, of the objects of the senses, of our mind. We are slave everywhere. We are slave. No freedom at all. A little, if you eat something right or wrong, your health disorder starts. Someone tells you something nice, sweet, you react one way. And intentionally, to make you mad, someone can say something very ugly and bad. Then that day you are down. And that continues for days and days. We can go to depression also. So where is our freedom? That's why Shankara says, yastu atma muktau na jateta. Who is not making an effort to make oneself free from all these bonds, yastu na jateta murahdi. He's a murah. He's a fool. He's an idiot. So this is the, actually Shankara is telling to awaken our consciousness that we cannot live like that. Sahi atmaha, that person who does not care for freeing his or her own self which is there, and it could have been found out with the same effort what we spend every day, that can be utilized for spiritual awakening, not going from the flow of life, not going to the desert or into the forest, but being in the flow of life, that could have been utilized in such a way which will reveal the inner potentiality, inner divinity in us. He who does not do that, sahi atmaha. He is committing suicide, because his precious life, when people commit suicide, what? Most talented people, when go to top, utmost depression, this life they think useless. They sometimes go for committing suicide. That's why they are taken to the hospital. But the point is that, look at that person. He has a tremendous potentiality. Only something pulls the mind down. So, that is called really loss, a great loss. When we'll get another chance of human birth, who knows, after this death? Is there any guarantee that we'll be born here or where, and where we'll be born, where is the environment, we'll get another environment, where we'll be able to learn from the early days, the spiritual teachings and things? We do not know. Those are uncertainties. But we have this certainty now and here. So, binihunti, asat grahat. Why this is disaster is coming? Because he is accepting asat grahat. We are all accepting what is asat. Asat means which is not sat. Sat means which is not eternal. Holding on to the impermanent. Holding on to the matter. We try to find our joy and blessings. It can give a little taste of that, but we get lost into it. So, this life is not utilized properly. Upanishad Keno said, Iha chaita bedit atha sattamasti. If you realize this truth while in this body, then it is meaningful. And if you don't, mahati vinasti. It's a great loss. This great opportunity being misused. So, and also, Keno Upanishad gives a direction. So what is that consciousness driving us? Allowing me to speak, my eyes to see the external world, my ears allowing to be listening to some sound. What is that consciousness behind? That is the reality. So this human birth, that's why it is very, very precious. We should feel that. We should understand. We cannot just let it go in mundane way of spending our life's time. It's a very precious time. And this time is short also. So, how to manifest that divine power within? So, the human birth is precious. Rather, to attain the human birth is also very rare. You know, you read the Upanishad, how a soul transmigrates after death, goes from this body, leaves this body. Now you know, there is a website, you can read so many stories about out-of-body experience, no? And our scriptures have given the idea that the body leaves and then goes to certain plane, and from there, according to karma, enjoying heaven or hell, whatever, not one heaven or one hell, according to the intensity of the good work, you can go to the highest heaven, lowest heaven, a degree is there, how much 5-star hotel, 4-star hotel, or ordinary 19 you can get, or the worst experiences in different places. So, according to, then you come back here again. And that is very delicate thing. How to be reborn, as the scriptures say, it is really frightening. and that process is also a very complicated process. So they say that the soul transmigrates, then experiencing the pleasure or pain, whatever, then he comes to the international airport, which is called Chandraloka. Chandraloka, this is not the moon, but moon plane of the moon, the Chandraloka. And then from there, it comes to Parjanyaloka, Meghaloka, the cloud. And in that cloud it enters, and then the drop of water, it comes down, through that drop of water he enters into the ground. And see the transmigration of the soul. Now that soul will have to enter into some food grain, rice, potato, these, that, whatever. And then it is to be come to the proper mom and dad. So there then the boy or girl will be born. So it is very complicated, all this to meet together. Anyhow, but now we got it. So we should not have to wait for another opportunity. Rather, we can utilize it the best possible way we can do it here. So it is, we can manifest that in whatever way we like. Swami Vivekananda said, no, each soul is potentially divine. That potential divinity is there, potential power is there. Only we have to channelize it in which direction. Human body, here in human body, all the senses are strong and they are active. The mind can be connected powerfully with the senses. The intellect can be made most sharp to unveil the secrets of the cosmos. And so all these opportunities are there. See how much we have developed in science. We are going into the deeper depth of the ocean. We can go into the planets. There we can see the star which is millions of light years away. We are exploring all this with the human potentiality, exploring that and channelizing it through different levels. But if it is turned this way, it can bring the greatest benefit of it also. So human potentiality is enormous, because whatever philosophy we talk, what you call it, Brahman, Atman, Purusha, consciousness, Allah, Isha, etc., they're trying, everyone in every religious tradition, trying to manifest through all the parts of the kshetra. That inner truth which is beaming out, which is lurking behind our eyes, our senses, our body, our mind, to explore that. And to the parts of the kshetra, this is the kshetra, this field, all these feelings and emotions, it can be brought out, that infinite truth can be brought out. That is why, we must have to pay attention how we spend our day and what we achieve. Shankara presented the idea that Brahma Atmana Sangasthiti, that he says, therefore, Jantumnang, as we said, Narajanma, then it is the Viprata, the sense of knowing the truth, that desire, and then following the traditional path of any spiritual tradition, particularly Vedic Dharma, and then understanding the scriptures, the essence, the meaning of the scripture, as Ramakrishna said, sand and sugar, both are mixed in the teachings. So one should know how to take the sugar out of sand and practice it in the life. And this Atmanatma Vivechanam, who am I? What is my real entity? Actually, we talk about me and I, always our biological entity, our biodata. That is me. If anyone says, who are you? Instantly we give our biodata. But that is not me. That has come in a particular period of time and that will vanish. After death it will go. All our achievement, accomplishment, which is very good. But at the point of death we cannot take all certificates with us. Neither we cannot take any beautiful collection which we have done, art collection or whatever it may be in painting, art, or money or wealth. We cannot take anything. It is all left here. So to vivechana, to understand, to discriminate What is Atman? What is non-Atman? Atma, Anatma, Vivechanam. And then Sha-Anubhava. Only, not only talking about that. Philosophers are talking. Scholars are talking about Atman, Brahman, God, all the time. And not realizing. Ramakrishna came in this time to emphasize that. Realize. Realization. Realization is only religion. Religion is nothing but realization. It is not talk, Swamiji said, no? Doctrines, dogmas, rituals, forms, temples, churches, going to this, going to holy Ganga to take a dip or to Vrindavan. Yes, these are good. But only the knowledge can release us from this duality. So Atma Anatma Viveshanam. This body, this mind is mine. It is not me. Viveshana. It is to be again and again thought rigorously and separate out. What is that conscious entity? So Shankara says, Atma Anatma Viveshanam. Seventh point, Sa-Anubhava. It is to be realized. That's really, I am Atman, I am the body. Actually, there is one Swami, he told me in his once experience, he said that he was one time in the Himalayas and he was practicing this thought, this Atma-Anatma-Vivechanam. And they said, really, this body is unreal, really. This earth I am walking, it is unreal. The rocks, the mountain, is unreal. And really there is something real. Atman is there. And he became so mad that he didn't feel any interest for eating, not sleeping. One night passed, second night passed. Third day, he has no sleep whole day. He has not eaten anything. This thought, am I this or the conscious entity? What is the truth? It's not like, Ramakrishna said, you should be mad. He talked to Ishan. No? Let people tell that Ishan has become run mad. So that madness came into him. And he was thinking, shall I be really mad? And the third day he was thinking that I shall be really mad. I do not know how to survive anymore. And at that point, he was sitting on the mountain and a rock, and the sun was setting, and suddenly a flash of light came in his experience. He found that everything is pulsating with that oneness. Here and there, everything. See, this is the awakening. And that is the fulfillment of life. We have to know that truth. That we are not body-mind complex. We are not limited by the limitations of the senses and the body and the five elements which constitute it. But we have this deeper identity of the self. So, Sa-Anubhava. That Anubhava, what is that Anubhava? Shankara says, Brahmātmana Sangasthiti. You have to stay. Sangasthiti, Sammakasthiti. Absolutely stay. Where to stay? In that consciousness. Brahmātmana Sangasthiti. What is here? In this consciousness here. And the consciousness in the whole cosmos. So, that is called mukti. That is called freedom. And we should have to have that freedom. And this is not available. This is na sato koti janma sukriteir punnoir bina labhate. This type of earnestness, this type of knowledge will not dawn unless one is purified, his or her mind, by life after life effort. He is giving life after life effort, not to make us feel that, we'll have to wait life after life. Rather, it is putting us emphasis, do it now. Be mad about it. Without knowing that, all your glories, all your success is meaningless. What it brings, when you die, what happens to us? We feel the same loneliness.
Who will be around? There may be 100 people. Suppose more, many people, when they die, there is nobody. But suppose there are 10 people standing. But you have to travel alone. There will be 100 people maybe there who will repent. But you have to travel alone. So what is acquired in this life is very important. Though it is a sad thing. It is a really frustrating that we have that potentiality, but we have never utilized it for that purpose. That, you know, the same effort which gives us went to the world to pursue. That's why ancient time, our scriptures, our ancient time people have found out this. We can channelize this, our energy which we have, intellectual energy, mental and emotional energy, mental energy, physical energy, in acquiring powers in the material world. You can do that in material pursuit. In the ancient time, that was called the opera vidya. Not that it's opera does not mean bad. Opera means para is the supreme. It is not that much good, that much high. But it is a necessity in life. It is not discarded. But the question is that it can bring, that's what Swami Vivekananda was trusting on, that human potentiality, that develop that, human excellence. It is, Swami Ramananda Swami used to use this language very much, human excellence, human potentiality. It is there, and it needs some boosting and encouragement to manifest. So it brings, if we really channelize in the material world, it brings physical comforts. It can bring mastery over the external nature. It can take us to another planet. It can unravel the secret of the distant stars. It can help us unveil the secrets of atoms, cells, neurons. It can deep down to the bottom of the ocean, it can take us. It can recreate human being by cloning. Nowadays, people are thinking that they can do this. Conquer all the inaccessible areas of the land, of the ocean, of the sky. It can climb the Mount Everest. Everything we can do is human being are doing, no? That story of the lady who was thrown out of the running train by some nasty people, and then she fell down, she helplessly, she was on the railroad, and trains after trains ran over, 20 trains ran over her body, and legs are gone, two legs are gone, and just bleeding. And the next day, some villagers in the local area came and found, and then took her to the hospital. She was saved, and she made a resolution, I'll climb the Everest. And that was Swami Vivekananda gave the inspiration. And actually, it happened that she got cured from that, and she started hiking, and she climbed the Everest and hoisted the flag there of Vivekananda and India. See the potentiality. Impossible thing can be done possible. Only it needs that inner urge. And so we can do this to the today's world communication, technology. See how the world has been brought. Now instantly you say something here, and now people are so restless. If you text message now, instantly, tomb, you should have to respond to the tomb. Previously we used to wait. You see how if the phone call comes, I see many places. Phone is on even. And phone came. And instantly, even in the talk and lectures, they have not that time to stop it. So the ring home and is running out of the hall to listen to it, as if the whole world is crumbling to the dust. But the communication has made like that. So much technological development. But you know, human beings have separated from the togetherness. So my point is that how this can be utilized, but it cannot help us. After so much achievement in material science, in external world, it cannot bring us that calmness, that serenity, that peace, that joy, which we are seeking for. We are all searching for. Forget the name of religion. Which religion, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, these, that's all. It is for Vedanta is no meaning. Meaning is to be established in that peace, that absolute joy, absolute happiness, where nobody can disturb my inner peace. And that potentiality is having, we have that. And how to reach that potentiality? That's why our scripture suggested, you spend your time in Aparavidya, it's good. Do something. You have to make a mark. That's why Swamiji said, as you are born, make a mark in your life that you are there for something to do. Life should not be rusted out. It is better to wear out. We are out for higher cause. We are out for God realization of knowing the unknown, the knowing that infinite joy which is lurking behind our this petty body-mind complex. So that's why they talk about the Paravidya. That's why Paravidya has been brought to the world, and that is the only thing which can bring the whole universe together. And so without that, mentally we are becoming lonely, farther away, isolated, and here we need to extend our potentiality in the search of something which is absolute, which is infinite. So, the Aparavidya we can develop. Unless you do that, then you don't have the craving for the higher knowledge. But where is the peace? People really have to find out this. Where is the joy? We know joy. We know peace. A momentary touch of joy we know. Momentary touch of peace we know. But where is that joy? Unending joy. That's why scripture said, now what it says, that Ramakrishna said there is a state, what you call God realization. At that state what will happen? In every pore of your body, you will feel infinite amount of joy, unending joy. Sri Ramakrishna says that. It's a testimony that there is a potential power in us which manifested in the highest degree can give us that tremendous joy which this body cannot contain even. That's why it is said we have to do spiritual practice to increase our capacity to withstand that joy, withstand that spiritual force when it manifests. Gita said, yang labdhva chaparang labhang manyate nadhikam tata yasmin stito nadukkena guru napi vichallate. So, but that there is a state. You can attain to that state. And attaining that, cha aparang labham, you won't think that I will have to have something more of anything. People become, with hard working, might get good established in life. They may be millionaire. Millionaire will be trying to billionaire. Billionaire will try to be multi-billionaire. And there is no end of that. One can go to the moon and can go to the other planet. But the fear of death, conquering death, that is very rare. So there will be always lacking something. Whatever we attend to the Aparavidya, through the body-mind complex. But that is the greatest joy. Cha aparang lavam, you won't feel that there is anything more to be attained. And just means sthito, being established in that state, na dukkhena guru naupi bichallate. Little trouble comes and it shakes our life. Our joy, our stability is lost. But guru dukkha means the dukkha, the suffering of the highest degree. Whatever comes, it cannot shake you. Look at the story of Swami Vivekananda talking while he was a wandering monk. He saw that there is a voice coming, Soham, Soham, I am that, I am that. And he followed. Why is that sound coming? And observed that a tiger is catching a monk in the neck to eat. See the prey. It is the prey of the tiger. And he is carrying him. And the sadhu is saying, Soham, I am that. I am that. I am not this body-mind complex. As we talked about 24 principles. No, I am not that. These are matter. Earth, water, air, fire. They become animate because of the consciousness. And I am that consciousness. Soham, soham. See, that is the power. Guru Dukkha. Could you feel if we see a snake, we run away. If you see a tiger, we can see the tiger only in the zoo. Let the tiger be there, there will be an iron bar, then we can see. But you go, open face to face. So this, what gives the power to that person? That he can conquer death. He's saying, oh, tiger, you are eating my five elemental body, no? That you can enjoy. But I am not that, I am that, soham, that is me. Guru naopi dukkhe na vichalate. They don't get perturbed, disturbed. They cannot be disturbed by anything because they have attained to that state of tranquility and peace. Yang labdhva puman siddho bhavati. Narada in his Narada Sutra says, attaining to which puman, human being, siddho bhavati, become perfected. Amrito bhavati, become immortal. We try to put our name and plaque. My name should be there. Suppose my name comes in the newspaper, what will happen? I will send it to everybody. See, my name has come. In the 10th page, in the bottom of line, one tiny word, my name. And I am so glad, no? How many newspaper comes in every day, printed every day? How many millions in the whole world? And in one newspaper, how many people read that? Even that, you see today how many name has come. Are you interested in their name? But if my name comes, oh. So we live with the petty things. We put our identity into this little body-mind complex. And we feel that we are happy because of that. But here, Amrito Bhavati, immortal. This is mortal. Today's name, even the greatest name of this today's achievement, say human being, say, who is Google CEO now? I heard that there is somebody, anyhow, somebody will be there. One Indian gentleman has become the CEO of... See, you people are talking, I also do not know, many of us don't know. But for him, wow, I am the CEO of... So that's a great accomplishment. It should be, material accomplishment. But there is a question of but. After that, it may be some great accomplishment. Really we want that everyone should excel their limitation, but that is not giving the perpetual happiness, the perpetual joy, and the peace which you are searching for. Still lacking, that part will be lacking. And attaining to that, young labdhva, attaining that oneness, amrito bhavati, tripto bhavati, tripto means satisfied, perfectly satisfied. I have nothing to expect from anything. Nakinchit banchati. He does not, or she does not want to seek for anything more. I have got this, but still I want that. No? Suppose many of you travel all over the globe, but still, today you see in a magazine when you are traveling in the plane and see a new description of a new place. What will you do? I will go one day to that place, no? You are eating so much nice food. You are all cooks also. You do such nice meals. But you know, people like to go to a restaurant in Paris, in some corner of that. And going to the, say, remotest place. What is special food? But it is never satisfying. So here it says tripto bhavati. Nakinchit banchati na sochati. There is no repentance, there is no bereavement, not bhasti. There is nothing to be rejected or hated. Na ramate. There is nothing excitement. And na utsahi bhavati, not being energetic to do this and that, to achieve something. Matto bhavati, stabdho bhavati, atmaramo bhavati. So attaining that, only the perfect fulfillment. You don't need anything. And that human potentiality we have to explore that. So we have to take this thought into our mind that this life being so rare and the opportunity is here with us, if we can utilize it most perfectly, we know the whole world, we want to know everything comes. Of course now it is easy, anything you want to know. Our Swami Sri was there in Hollywood. We ask him any question, he asks Siri. Boom, the response comes. So it is so easy now to get the knowledge of the world. But the question of the inner peace, inner tranquility, that we must have to think very seriously about that. This rare opportunity, this mind is so strong, we can question, we can explore, and we can found the truth within in this very life. So, again, my point is not to be away from life, but to the flow of life, by changing our attitude, by serving God in every act. Whatever I am doing, it is an offering to God, service to God. Seva, niskama, karma, or whatever philosophy we take. By serving the other, I am serving myself. Take Vedantic attitude, take devotional attitude. Whatever your guru teaches, your philosophy teaches, your religion teaches, just realize God. Realize the truth. Otherwise it is mere wastage of time and energy. And this golden opportunity, manav jivan roila patit abad kulle phulto suna. This human birth really is a wastage. We have grown weeds around that, where we could have grown crops of immeasurable value. That realization where this peace, that joy, not only it will manifest through this, it will be impacting the whole world at a distance even. Even in a distant cave, one person realizes this truth. That realization will impact the hearts of the people of the world. Such is the impact of goodness, holiness, purity, which is potential and we can manifest. So I pray humbly to Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda and all the gods and goddesses and the realized souls, so that they bless us with this awakening consciousness that this is a rare privilege. Let us utilize the best as we can to find a glimpse of that light which is within. It is here, all the time it is here. Only let us divert our attention little bit inside. Simar maje asim. To see the infinite lurking behind any finite. Look at the very wild flower, little tiny flower. Whose glory, whose beauty, whose love, whose peace, whose serenity is manifesting through that. It is that reality is here, that is everywhere. We'll have to find that truth and make our life blessed. Thank you all. Again, I'm very happy to see all of you. And though I cannot come, but I think of you. And of course, you also may think. That's why we feel connected together. So, Mother bless us all. Thank you all. Jai Ma.